You're listening to the Storytime Podcast, a look into the life of two high schoolers in 2024. My name's Elijah.
And I'm Megan.
And today we're going to be talking about spring break. So next, or actually at the time this airs will be the first morning of spring break. So that means no episode next week, unless we record
over the
double
phone.
This week. We'll think about it.
We could record Monday, which is today, and then the next day.
Or we can also put it on the radio.
I don't know. Before we start, Elijah,
I found these conversation starter cards.
Table topics, teen edition. Is that your little
Let me see if I can polish it.
Is this like your quiet bell? Is that your quiet bell? Like,
I'm now polishing my bell with hand sanitizer. It's so bright and shiny.
Anyway, Elijah, what do you most admire about your parents?
Neither of my parents could give three flying forks what someone has to think of them.
You're their son.
No, that's why I love it. Neither of my parents care what people think of them. And I love it. I aspire to be like my dad.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the one that you told me did jumping jacks in the plane?
He will absolutely stand up and walk around on the plane to get his exercise rings on his Apple Watch and feel no shame about it. And I admire that in a person.
I admire that, too, in a person.
What about you?
Mrs. Elijah's mom, you're a lucky lady. What I admire most about my parents is that I admire their honesty. They would lie to each other sometimes, but like in a playful way, but they would never lie to me. If I like ask them straight up about something, they will tell me like full story, backstory, screenshots, receipts, and everything about what I'm talking about.
My parents are the same way.
Anyway, before we get into our actual topic, let's do one more card. This could be a new thing.
Do a couple conversation starters before every episode.
Yeah. Ooh, who's your oldest friend?
I have a friend. His name is Zandy. He lives up in Mount Lake Terrace, and his mom is really close with mine, and I think I became friends with him when I was about 5, and I'm still in contact with him. I mean, I have friends from earlier than that, family friends and stuff that I don't really talk to.
But like, he's close, and you can, like, talk to him.
I'm pretty tight with Zandy.
Oh, I miss this girl. I was tight with Addison Elizabeth Savoy. She was my best friend ever since I moved here in second grade. We've been close for a while. I've gone to her birthday party. She's gone to my birthday parties. But then she moved, and we don't know where she is.
Oh.
Her mom gave my mom her number. We tried, like, calling and texting her, but I think they got, like, a new phone or a new line, depending on, like, where they live now.
Yeah.
And they just never saved my mom's number on there. Pleasure. So now forever, we're just separate.
Wondering
where she is. Okay, final question. Are you a spender or a saver?
Spender. Though I'm becoming more of a saver, and I'll get into that later, but more because I'm really bad with money. My goal in life is to have a bunch of money so I can spend it, not so I can just accumulate it. Like, there are people who get money just because they like money. That's not me. Like, I want to have things.
Yeah.
I want to have, especially like experiences, I want to build memories. Are you a spender or a saver?
Actually, I'm kind of both.
Oh?
Because when I get money, I don't really like spend it on items. I spend them on goods, as in snacks. Snacks and drinks. Catch me going to the vending machine, trying to check to see if they have Juicy Verse. They're so good. Ow. Such a late reaction, but ow. Or going to the student store and getting a free snack.
You should read something on your phone.
Huh?
You should read something on your phone.
No. Okay, so spring break. I'm reading from the script.
Okay, Megan, what are you doing spring break?
Actually, your break is first in the list. So,
okay.
Elijah, it says here that you're going to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Bentonville is the headquarters, or it is not the headquarters. Yeah. It is the city in which it is the city that contains Walmart headquarters. So if you look at any product made by Walmart, the copyright on the bottom will say Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, really?
And my dad works for Walmart, and he spends a lot of time in Bentonville. So shout out Dave Glick if anyone wants to look up his LinkedIn. My dad is a LinkedIn influencer. He has 32,000 LinkedIn followers. He has influence. Like, my dad's an influencer. Anyway, I digress. We're going to go to Bentonville, and I think we're going to spend a lot of time at Walmart, and I don't know what else there is to do there. I want to try out some restaurants because my dad spends a lot of time in Bentonville, and I want to see. Actually, he spends less time in Bentonville than he does here, but he does spend some time down there, and I want to see where he eats and stuff, like what sort of restaurants are there. And then I'm going to be washing some cars. Back to the saver thing. Everyone knows about my car, right? Stinky is having some issues. Stinky's transmission is failing, and what that's going to be?
So basically,
Jesus
Stinky
Christ.
So basically, Stinky is dying.
So that means that within the next couple years or months or days, I don't know, could be anything, Stinky's going to die. And I want to buy a new car with however much money I can make. So I've
Poor
started.
Elijah, actually, we got to really think about this really deeply because Elijah's been working on fixing Stinky for the past, I don't know how many weeks.
Every time I fix something, a new light comes on the dashboard.
And then, like, every single time he fixed something perfectly, like, he would spend hours upon hours fixing. He fixed the radio, and then something else happened.
The engine.
And then both lights just went off simultaneously.
And now my catalytic converter died, and now my transmission's failing. And those are two issues that I'm never going to fix. So, like, today when I was leaving the house, I was on the way to school, I put it in reverse, and so A while ago, I was leaving someone's driveway, put it in reverse, and then I stuck it into drive, and my mom says I didn't stop.
It's the tabletop bell.
No, stop.
The bell that randomly goes off.
No,
to
we're
read
not doing
a simple
this.
Table topic. If you knew you couldn't get hurt, would you rather skydive or climb Mount Everest?
Skydive.
Continuing on with the story.
So, Lordy.
I'm having too much fun.
I cannot think now. Right. I was leaving someone's driveway and my mom claims I didn't come to a full enough stop before I went into drive. And when I went into drive, the whole car shuddered and it went and then it went into drive and it got really mad at me. So when I was coming out of my driveway today, I pulled the car back. I stopped. I waited a second and I put it into drive and then I hit the gas. And it was like it was in neutral and it just like revved and then it like hunk and then it was in drive. So it's having trouble shifting. It's had trouble shifting on the highway where getting on the highway, I've been at 20 miles an hour on an on-ramp until the car flips up to 4,000 RPM and clunks into gear. And that's when I shoot forward. So think my transmission's slipping. And basically, I realized that I want money for many reasons, but now I actually am going to need money because this is a really spoiled thing to say, and I wanted to recognize like the position of privilege I'm in when I say this. My parents both have cars, and I have the ability to drive both of their cars, and that's why I'm not waiting for my car to die, and then I'm not going to go to them and be like, hey, can you buy me a car again? But I do want a car of my own. I really appreciate having something I can work on and do whatever I want to, and driving my parents' cars, it's great. Like, they have really nice cars and I love them, but they're not mine. And that's why I've always driven Stinky, even though he's objectively way worse than both of my parents' cars. But now Stinky has turned into a car I'm not allowed to take on the highway and a car I can't drive at night most of the time. Like, because when it's really dark, the headlights don't help too much. So if I can't drive the car at night and on the highway with Band, I'm going to be driving a ton at night and I want to go places. I want to go on the highway. I want to go to Issaquah, Everett, wherever I can go. Chelan.
That's so random. I want to go to Issaquah.
Yeah.
What are you going to benefit with going to Issaquah of all places?
I want to just go places. I like driving.
I mean, like the most random place I would say is Linwood. Because where like a lot of my friends and like my cousins are. But I just feel like Issaquah is so random.
Sophomore year, what I want to do is get DoorDash and DoorDash on weekends to make extra money and drive. But you have to be 18. But I digress. I want a car that I can take on the highway and do whatever I want with. So what I'm planning to do is I'm planning to make enough money this summer because I think Stinky can make it to summer. And otherwise, like, I don't even need to drive him. Like, I'm always going to be driving with someone else until October of this year.
Or you're just going to use your...
Yeah, and I have my bike. So yeah.
Get some exercise while going places. You know, just bike all the way to Issaquah.
If I'm driving, it's going to be with my parents, so it can be in one of their cars. That's completely fine. It's fine, but I want to make a lot of the money this summer. My plan is to work a lot of hours. Like, if I really could, if I could find enough, like, people who want their cars cleaned, and I charged, $40 an hour, and I did enough cars a day that I was spent doing 10 hours.
Listen.
What?
40.
That's nothing compared to what car detailers.
Sorry, to me, that's an outrageous number. But you just got to, yeah. You got to be really good at washing cars.
Well, car detailers will charge you $800 for one car if they're doing serious work. So if I can figure out how to do that.
To wash a car?
To wash the car, fix the paint, clean the interior, vacuum up, and clean the upholstery. Like, detailed, detailed, detailed.
Oh, then get into it. Get that back.
My goal is $40 an hour is a lot less than what a lot of people charge because it's really hard. A lot of it's really hard work. And you'll break a sweat if it's like sunny. And I'm just yapping now, but if I can charge $40 an hour, I'm okay with 10 hour days. I can go 8 to 6. If I did that every day for 3 months over the summer, so that's on weekends, like no breaks, 10 hours a day, that's 36 grand this summer. And if I made 36 grand, I could have any car I want.
That's an overstatement. I mean, any car I want.
I don't want a brand new Mercedes. What I'm saying is I can have any car I actually want. Because what I want is a truck. I want like a used truck or a Toyota Sequoia, like some big vehicle.
Honestly, the only reason I want a hybrid.
The Toyota Prius.
Megan,
I'm sorry. I could not see you driving a Prius.
I cannot see myself driving a Prius either. My cousin's dad drives a Prius. No hate to him. It's just
I think I should wait until Anna's mom sells her Camry.
I'm not a Prius girl. I already like dad has a Prius. It's a nice Prius. It's a little stinky in the inside. But I'm getting like a hybrid because, I mean, probably if my mom.
Well, it's smarter.
Yeah. And also because like if my friends want to drive, I can just charge them for gas money and electric money.
Well, I don't think, I mean, I think the hybrid's the smarter choice, but I want a car I really enjoy driving. And a lot of the cars I'm interested in are not hybrids. And I will pay.
They're trucks.
I will pay for gas. Like, honestly, if I keep doing detailing and all this stuff, I will have enough money that I'll be able to pay for gas. Because I'm not going
to
be.
I'm just gonna go all the way to Costco just to gas up my car because my mom has a Costco card. I'm not even joking. Gas prices right now are insane.
Yeah, but you don't want to wait in that long line. I usually gas up at the South End Chevron. That's where I'm at. But I
live in the North End near that.
So
Chevron.
Anyway, I'm planning to spend my spring break washing car after car until Tuesday. I'm leaving Tuesday. I think I get back Friday, hopefully, and then I can spend my weekend washing. I made $350 this past weekend just washing cars.
Okay, Elijah.
And I wasn't even asking to be paid. I was saying, like, I'll wash your car for free. I need the experience. And everyone paid me. And just off tips, I made $350 this weekend. So
just off tips? How many people did you do?
Five or six cars. 11 hours of work, so that's just over $30 an hour, which is actually more than I'd make at any like retail job. So I'm really, and I can continue volunteering through all this, so I can still work at the thrift store, gain hours that way. So I'm really interested in doing that. I'm hoping it'll go well. I just got a business license a couple days ago, so now I can legally report my income and like get large sums of money. So that's my spring break. I'm going to be hopefully working a lot and making bank. And
so
all that.
Basically, this entire episode is just going to be talking about Elijah's spring break. The next one's going to be my spring break because we're already 20 minutes.
Your turn.
In.
We have 13
minutes.
We're
already 20 minutes in.
We have 13 minutes left in class. Go.
Never mind. Elijah, I want you to pick a random card. That's going to be.
I'm not wasting time. I'm picking that one.
Hey, wait. There's some good ones in here. Just like. Okay, pick a card. What's it say?
What's your favorite ringtone? Okay, I love the grandma one, the bun dan 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 dan. You know that one?
Do I?
I'll put it in the recording. What's your favorite ringtone?
Really, Elijah, this one?
Let me see. I think it's in here.
Wait, which one's the... Oh, no, this is the PC. Easy Play? Is this one?
When you're launching a new product with a tight... No, not that one. Well, I love that one, too. Uh-oh, I just set my ringtone to that. Whoops.
Now when someone calls you, I'm going to try calling you. You're just going to be like...
Anyway, what's your favorite ringtone?
My favorite ringtone, I actually have a lot of ringtones. If you didn't know, I actually have a long ringtone.
My favorite ringtone of yours is Good Morning USA.
Oh, it's not a ringtone. That's my alarm.
Okay, talk about your spring break.
Why? Do you want to do?
Because I might do one.
These are the good ones. These are the good ones so far that I chose. Anyway, for my spring break, I might go to California. I might go to Disneyland. Actually, a little comment Elijah made while we were making the script is you always go to such extravagant, and he's semi-right about that. So far, I've gone to the, I'm not saying this as selfish. I'm just saying this because I'm incredibly grateful that my mom has put a lot of time and effort to make all these nice trips like available and making them nice for me.
Like privileged and it might be privileged and
I'm not privileged. I'm lucky.
And spoiled to get to go on those. But if you're not like, oh my God, my mom, she took us to Disneyland, but we had to fly economy. Like, you know,
not the economy. Not
just as long as you're not like that, I think it's okay.
I mean, I've gone to New York. I've gone to Punta Cana. I've gone to Kenya multiple
times.
Seriously,
like, y'all go on the most fun trips. I just go to Palm Springs.
I go to Punta Cana. No, I'll go to Kenya a lot to see, like, family members and stuff like that. That's mostly where I go to. And then when I'm in Kenya, I usually go to, like, Mombasa or Jamaica. But anyway, for my spring break, I might go to Disneyland with my aunt and her daughter because she offered. She was like, oh, do you want to go to, what's it called, Disneyland with us? And I'm like, oh, sure, maybe. That's what my mom said. So I might go there or I might just stay home and do some shopping because my mom got me a Ulta Beauty gift card for Valentine's Day and I still haven't used it. It was like $50 on it. So I'm like thinking of how and when to use it. Elijah, I see you holding it.
I haven't decided. Just keep going. I'm gonna find a good time.
And either that or I might sleep in a lot. So far, I've been like really tired a lot. I know I'm not the only one. You get tired a lot?
Well,
from school.
I didn't sleep in this weekend either. So I'm
yeah.
Like really
I mean, I just
tired.
Had a baby. Like I just.
Oh, I have a flight tomorrow. Sorry. I have a flight tomorrow at 7 in the morning. I'm screwed.
Oh, you are screwed.
I have to get up at 5:30 tomorrow.
Oh.
Go on.
I get up like 15 minutes after that. Hey, I wake up early because I go to sleep early. Don't blame me. Oh.
All right. It's table topics time. Megan.
It's going to be a new thing.
Which celebrity would you like to spend the afternoon with?
Okay. Are we thinking about this question on a financial strategy or for fun?
Like, if just for fun, like, who do you think would be the most fun to hang out with for like 6 hours?
Snoop Dogg.
That's actually so real.
Listen. The man might be a little loving.
I'd like to put on the...
How do I say this? He might be under the influence.
He might have different choices of how to spend his time than you.
No, I'm saying that he's going... But I think he would be really fun to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
Because like he seems like a sweet old like uncle. Like like the cool uncle that you see like at parties who's just like chilling on the side with all the other uncles talking about football and arguing. It's just like, you know, he just seems like the fun uncle to hang out with. Yeah. I would love to hang out with Snoop.
Okay, what else are you doing over at this break?
Over the break.
Besides Disneyland.
Besides Disney, maybe. Or I might go to this church camp that my friend invited me to. She's like, oh, do you want to come to this church camp for spring break? And I said, I'll think about it. It's like $200. So I'm like, ooh, for the experience, but damn. Either that or I'm going to sleep in or I'm just going to... Or I might babysit my brother.
I think I should combine babysitting with car washing. Like make a service where I'll watch your kids and like let them help me wash your car.
That could work.
And you get money for watching the kids and cleaning the car. I feel like the obvious, like, because we have family friends who I used to watch their kids and they want me to wash their car and their kids love me. So like, maybe I could get paid for both.
No, you could. You could. Ah, it's so weird. Like, it's always,
I know, right?
It's always so weird recording without the headphones on.
Okay, we got 6 minutes in class. So anything else you want to say?
I'm like a little fly in your ear.
That's not for any reason. I just wanted to.
Speaking of which, I'm going to be babysitting probably for money because I need the experience. Or I might not do it for money because, dang, I've been saying that word a lot. My aunt's been saying, she gave me a McDonald's gift card that has $21 in it. It's in my phone case. And I might use that a little later. And she gave me a Cold Stone $50 gift card that has not been used. So, Summer, if you want ice cream, come to me.
I'm so excited. I have $350 in cash right now. Not on me, but like from washing cars. And I'm so excited because I've never had cash before. It's so exciting. But we're going to do one last table topics question.
We're going to do one each.
For the record, table topics are just these conversation starter cards that we found in the radio room. This is not sponsored.
It'll be really sad if they're just gone the next time we get here. Yeah. Table talk time.
What's the most fun birthday party you ever attended?
Oh my goodness.
Speed run this story.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so my friend Caden, right? Caden, if you're listening to this, I miss you, bro. Caden, he lives in Florida. He used to live in Mercer Island, but then he moved to Florida. And when we were in elementary school, he's like, his family is really, they have a lot of moolah on them. Not like, because they invested.
Don't they have a yacht?
Yeah, because they invested it well and they have really good businesses. So they use that money to, you know, like, you know, they like throw it around. Well, they don't throw it around, but they use it to at least make their kids happy and teach them about good skills. He makes music sometimes. Go listen to him on Spotify. Anyway, when we were in elementary school, he invited me to his birthday party. First, we were at Menchie's and we were eating a little bit and he paid for the Menchie's. And I was like, oh, so far, so cool. And we were going to go over to Defy. What picked us up to drive us to Defy was a limo. His parents rented him a limo. Mind you, he was in third grade.
renting, I got to be in a limo when I was third
renting
grade.
Renting out a limo to just drive us from Menchie's all the way to Defy just for like 2.5 hours. Like, it was insane. Like, in a third grader's mind, it's actually amazing. But anyway, that was like the best birthday party I've been to. Kaden, I miss you. I hope you come back in the summer.
The popular kids showed up in a limo to the seventh grade dance at the Boys and Girls Club. It was so like cringy.
Okay. And, oh.
Wait, you gotta.
No.
My turn.
On the topic of birthday parties, if money were no object, what kind of birthday party would you have?
I would have a birthday party, which is basically just like you rent out a movie theater and you just invite all your friends and you all just like hang out in the movie theater and like goof off and watch a movie. And like
Mr. Beast takes some ideas.
You bring food and stuff. Like you're allowed to have like pizzas and
stuff. So like it's like a slumber party kind of?
Yeah, like a slumber party in a real movie theater. Mm. That's, I think, and you get to choose. And if you're like bored of the movie, you have control over like the computer that gets to control it. So you can just play whatever you want.
Or you can like put even like music, YouTube videos.
Movies. I feel like music would slap on those speakers.
I think music would slap. Like the surround sound, yeah, like the loud surround sound. Oh, you know those types of chairs in the movie theaters that like actually move with the experience? They had those for Avatar.
Oh my God.
It moves with like, if you're like in the air. If, like, in the movie, you're in the air on, like, those little wind things. I don't even know what they're called. I don't watch the movie. You're actually, like, moving while they're moving. And if you're, like, splashed into the water, apparently there's, like, this little feature where the chair comes up and, it, like, you actually get some water in your face.
Time I watched a 3D movie, I was, like, amazed.
No, it's like they're right there.
Anyway, that's all the time we have. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Storytime, episode 13, Spring Break Adventures. Tune in next week at 11 and see if we have an episode. We don't know.
But now we gotta tune out. Bye.